It was back in October when I heard chirping in my unheated garage. Well, hi there. It's a little black field cricket. All alone, no female to attract, no rival to repel. He's outlived his season. Usually there's been a hard freeze by now, but not this year, not yet. The little fellow knows nothing more than to keep on chirping. Now the number of those cricket chirps in 15 seconds. Let's see, that was 22. Added to 50 gives the temperature in Fahrenheit. According to this cricket, that makes the temperature 72 degrees. A very warm October. It's November now, and you're still there. Only 14 chirps, plus 50. That's 64 degrees. About correct, with the eastern half of the United States having temperatures 30 degrees above normal this month, and most of Kansas is still waiting for a hard freeze. Well, December came. I opened the door to the garage slowly, and I heard nothing. The body of my field cricket was curled up in the corner, dead and dried out, having lived months beyond his normal life. For each of us who burn food to keep our bodies warm, there are thousands of little critters around us that feel the cold and live at a slower metabolic rate. Most live in silence, but with these crickets, we can hear the pace of life slow down as it grows colder. Most live for just a season, and a freezing death is inevitable and normal. So where does all of the new life come from next spring? All of these little critters have found a way to survive the winter. They are right here, right now. Some burrowed below the frost line or into logs or under rocks. A few evolved antifreeze and still remain active during the warmer winter days. But many, like the cricket, die with the first hard freeze. They leave behind eggs or larvae. They are here, mostly under our feet and out of sight. When spring comes, eggs will hatch or new adults will emerge from cocoons. A completely new generation will emerge with the rising temperatures, and their metabolic formula will signal them to get on with life and soon mature. Let's see. That's 25 chirps in 15 seconds, plus 50, and now we know it's 75 degrees outside.